I just believe in the process, and we're going to win going through the process.
Now, Bills Mafia, it's time for the main event. So sit back and enjoy the show.
Bills Mafia, welcome to the Red, White and Buffalo Blues, a UK Bills podcast. Bills news with a UK twist. Joining Robin and me, Matt, we're talking schedule. Robin, how
yes.
you doing?
It's Christmas. It's a spring Christmas for the Bills. For the Bills Mafia, I was couldn't sleep the night before. All the speculation. Least surprising present, the one that was shaped like a dog and kept barking when it was wrapped up, was opening night against the Rams, wasn't it? I mean, you don't believe it till it's officially denied and confirmed.
Yeah.
But yeah, we're kicking off against the Super Bowl champions.
Yeah, I mean, looking at when you look through Twitter and all that, did you really pay attention to all these rumors going around saying, oh yeah, we sources confirmed that this, the Bills are playing this, playing that. Yeah. So what was it, the one about Thanksgiving? We got the Thanksgiving game, but
yeah,
we actually were supposed to play the Ravens.
Yeah.
On Thanksgiving, obviously the Lions, I think there was one other team potentially they were supposed to be playing. We're supposed to be playing all three spots on Thanksgiving.
Yeah, if you like your followers, there was that guy that set up NFL schedule leaks, wasn't it? And he got himself like 100K or something by just making stuff up, and then he came clean a couple of days later and just said that he was just doing it for the likes and the retweets. No, I don't tend to take it too seriously. It was as interesting as well when they officially released week two, obviously that's an ESPN game, the Monday night. They said, yeah, the Bills going to be at home against the Titans. And then everybody said, oh, well, that definitely means they're not going to be playing the Rams on opening night because they're not going to be in prime time in successive weeks. So,
yeah.
It says about following the herd and groupthink, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's the first time in the history that they have that back-to-back primetime games, and it's week one and week two. I mean, the Rams could have put anyone against the Rams for that first week. I mean, I'm not sure who the Rams had on their
Have to have been someone they were already signed up to be playing, doesn't it? And I think as soon as they realised that the Bills were on, because the fixtures, the team names and opponents come out pretty soon, don't they?
They're
a couple of weeks of the Super Bowl, aren't they?
So they were playing obviously us, Falcons, Cardinals. Oh, we're talking home games. Falcons, Cowboys, Panthers, 49ers. Cardinals, Seahawks, Raiders, Broncos. Really, could you have any of those teams other than the Bills actually facing the Super Bowl champions on the opening game? And you've got the added factor in, you've got Von Miller going back to LA with his new team.
Yeah, having won the Super Bowl with them. Yeah, only having been there for six months or so, wasn't he? You could possibly make an argument for the Broncos, but then as soon as you realise that the Broncos are playing the Seahawks, well, that match writes itself in prime time as well, doesn't it? I think the smart money, as soon as they realised the Bills were going to be playing the Rams, and then when Von Miller signed, I think it was a done deal.
And that's why I don't pay attention to what people say on Twitter when it comes to it, because you have your sources. Everyone has their sources, which are your guys with the blue tick.
Yeah.
I'll only get my credible sources and actually quote sources if it comes from someone that has a blue tick in there, because they know they've had their sources verified.
Yeah.
And obviously the only one that I knew, obviously we all knew, set in stone, was the home opener, which is good, which is Monday Night Football. And
you say good, bad for people who get like a good night's sleep in the UK.
Isn't
it? I mean, I'm very misty eyed for all those 1 PM games when no one used to watch us. I'd still take, you know, if someone said to me, we're not going to have Thursday night or Monday night or late games anymore, and everyone plays at 1 PM or 4:30 or 4:25, I wouldn't wait too long. I do like my 6 PM games, but hey, that's the price of death.
The one bed bug I really have. I mean, we've got five primetime games, two Monday night, two Thursday nights, one Sunday night. Is that, yes, you've got obviously the Rams as your first one.
Yeah.
You've got Green Bay is Sunday night football.
Yeah.
Bengals, Monday night football back in January. And obviously the Patriots for Thursday night football. But it's the Titans one, really, that I'm a bit fur about when you know that you've got the Chiefs on your schedule.
Yes.
The and fact that...
Because five is the limit, isn't it? You can't put a team in prime more than five times. So I think they've... I wouldn't say bent the rules exactly, but by putting the Chiefs game, it's almost like five and a half, because that's going to be the 4:25 game, and... That's gonna be close to national coverage, isn't it? People are gonna want to watch that. So it doesn't count as prime time because it's 4:25, but it kind of also sort of is.
Yeah,
and they'll probably have a couple of probably less well known games to, so the national audience will pretty much be watching that.
Yeah, no, I get the five, and they're gonna have five. But I'm just talking about it's the opponent for that fifth one in Tennessee when they had. Where they knew the Bills were going to face the Chiefs at some point in there, why they didn't make that.
But that's what I'm saying. They've been able to give them five primetime games and a Chiefs game. So they've almost got five and a half. That's what I'm saying. They've kind of got around five by almost giving them six.
But it looks an interesting schedule. I mean... We've got bye week, I think, what was it last year? Bye week was, again, around week seven, wasn't it? Week seven, eight?
I thought it was a late one, actually, but I'm going to have to go back and do my research. It makes for a pretty long tail, doesn't it? You're playing on... They've got to be hoping they get the number one seed, haven't they? Because they're going to be playing back-to-back right the way through Christmas. Well, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year. And then we all hope and pray into the playoffs as well. So you're going to kind of that bye week could come in dead handy.
Let me try and see. So I'm looking back at last year's schedule. So Steelers week one, Dolphins week two, Commanders week three, Texans week four, Chiefs week five,
Titans
week six. Oh, it was exactly the same as last year.
Oh, it was week seven, was it?
Yeah, because there was a gap between the Titans and the Dolphins game. Which are bye week, so pretty much the same sort of time. So there's no obviously no excuse for it. But what looking at the whole fixtures, what games really are you looking forward to looking to actually see, especially with obviously what happens in draft with all the rivalries and all that. What game for you are you looking forward now to seeing?
Well, I'll tell you, first of all, there's not really a bad game, really, because the only possible one that may not be one that would draw too many fires would be the Lions, because, you know, they're a team that's been struggling for quite a few years, but they're playing them on Thanksgiving. So that's even got an extra bit of edge to it, because, you know, the Lions always come out and play on the Thanksgiving game. You've got the divisional games, which will put to one side. I'm going to say the Bears game on Christmas Eve. I think that's going to be really interesting. I think I'll do one more. I think the Bengals late on in the season, 2nd of Jan, 8:30. Oh crikey, that's going to be 1:30 a.m. kickoff.
Yeah.
Monday night. Oh heavens! I'll probably still be on Christmas there. But I think those two games, because they're back to back. Are they going to be must win games, or are the Bills hopefully going to be in a position with maybe 11 or 12 wins already on the board?
Yeah, I mean the Bengals one is definitely the one I'm looking forward to, because in my opinion, the number one seed is going to be fought between us, the Chiefs, and the Bengals.
I think
that one is going to be the decider for the number one seat. And when you've got to travel to Cincinnati and
yeah
say you've got to face Ja'Marr Chase, you've got to face T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Joe Burrow, Joe Mixon, all that. You put that in, and that two young quarterbacks, it makes a very interesting game, and everyone's going to throw everything on the line. Yeah. And say that could clinch the number one seed for us, and then we can go out and do what we did to Miami the end of the last regular season game last year to the Patriots.
Yeah,
and actually just whip them with backups.
Yeah. It's interesting. That would be great, wasn't it? Maybe they had that in the back of their minds. The schedulers are thinking, well, what might look good for a 17 or an 18 week game? It could be. You don't know what's going to happen with the Bears. I have a sneaking suspicion. I know that the Bengals, you know, they got to the championship game and all stuff, and they did. I wonder how much. Oh, no, I didn't get the championship game. I got the Super Bowl. I just wonder whether they'll have a bit of a hangover. And I know that they've tried to strengthen. I know that they've brought a couple of people in because the offensive line was always difficult. Was always a weak area for them. I just wonder if they might have a bit of a down year because they overachieved in the 21 season, and now, you know, they're not the unknown quantity. Burrow's not an unknown player anymore. He's going to be a marked man this year, and I kind of hope not because I hope that it is a battle for the number one seed, but I just have a feeling that. Couple of the break, and I'm not hoping for it, and this isn't sour grapes because I had some angry Bengals fans coming at me because I picked Josh Allen for play of the week, and they were like, what are you talking about? Burrow got four touchdowns. You go, yeah, he got four touchdowns against a bad team. Josh got, you know, three against a very good team. I just think that the Bengals, it may not go as well for them this year. They may have a bit of a middling
I
just think. Anyway.
Yeah, I mean It's built up to be exciting. I mean, when you put it down of strength of schedule, and I wrote this down somewhere, I can't remember where it was. The fact that
while you're searching, listened to Joe Marino was saying it was the 12th most difficult, which is sort of somewhere in the middle in strength of schedule. But you look at the names. And particularly, even accounting for the fact that I think we will be the best team in the AFC East.
Yeah.
It's good. I think we will more or less sweep the division, but I don't think it's going to be a 35-40 point owning of the Dolphins. I think we will win. I think the Jets will be better. I of course, my dark heart hopes that the Patriots will finish fourth in the division because they always find a way of, you know, coaching their way out of mediocre players and getting good, you know, results, don't they? But you look at the rest of those games and almost anyone can have the beating of us if we're not careful.
Out of the AFC East teams, the Dolphins have the easiest strength of schedule.
Okay.
Then the Jets, then the Patriots, then us.
Oh, so ours is the most difficult of the four, then?
Ours are the most difficult. The Jets, the Dolphins are the most are the easiest strength of schedule on there. And, I mean, I don't, as much as I want to believe that's true, we know anything can happen in this game. And
just
looking at the schedule list, and let's just go through it quickly. It's week one, you've got the, obviously we're away to the Rams. Week two, we're home to Titans. Week three, we go down to Miami. Week four, short trip to Baltimore. Week five, we're home to Steelers. Week six, another trip to Kansas. Next year, they'll come to us, thank God.
Finally.
Week seven, bye. Week eight or week nine, is it? Oh, no, week eight, yes. Sunday night football against the Packers, week nine, Jets away, week 10, Vikings home, week 11, Browns at home, week 12, Thanksgiving, Lions away, Thursday night football, on the on week 13, Patriots, week 14, home, Jets, 15, to be determined whether it's 17th or 18th, week 15 against the Dolphins, obviously Christmas Eve, Bears, 2nd of 2nd of January, Bengals away, and then a flexi for the Patriots game. In there, I don't know if that favours us, the way they've set it out, the fact that if we look, if you take the first 6 weeks, it's pretty much where we're going to be doing the majority of our travelling. So go to LA, back to Buffalo, down to Miami, over to Maryland, back to Buffalo, down to Missouri. And then after that, it's pretty much Wisconsin, which is not that far. Well, I'm not going to say it's not that far away. Obviously, it's far, but geographically, if you look on a map, it's not that far away. New Jersey, Minnesota, Ohio, Michigan, Boston. You're looking at pretty much the rest of the schedule.
Yeah,
they're all totally packed on the East Coast. So our major traveling to LA and Kansas are done before our bye week, and I think
yes. And the only West Coast trip is open.
Yeah. So I believe plays into our favour. And interestingly, reading enough is that the breaks. Have you noticed the amount of breaks, the rest opportunities they've got?
Yes, they've got a few, haven't they? They've got a decent 10 days after the Rams before the Titans.
Yeah.
They've got another one going into, obviously, they've got a later game with the Chiefs, but that goes into the bye week.
Yeah.
They've then got a later one against the Packers, so they get a bit of time before the Jets the following week. There's one, they do have one short week where they go from playing Cleveland and then going into the Thanksgiving games. That one is slightly against them as well. But there's a few interesting ones. My only other point on that would be five of the first six games are against playoff achieving teams of the season. There's no deadbeats there. And if you think that Miami were only one game away from the playoffs as well, and they've strengthened, it's a pretty formidable opening six. And if they can get out of there with four or five wins, and I think they are good enough to get that without question, it does set them up very well, because then four of the last six, I think it is, are divisional. After Thanksgiving, four of the last six games are divisional games. So again, they've got to get to a strong start, but then it gets a little softer later on.
And we've known them to get out to good starts in the last few years. I mean, last year they race out to?
They started with the bit of a disappointing loss to the Steelers, but rebounded pretty well and were looking absolutely unbeatable after beating the Chiefs. But then the slight little bit unfortunate, little bit, you know, against Tennessee, could have gone either way. Just one of those games, wasn't it?
Yes.
And then they did stumble in the middle, didn't they? But it was a strong start.
But they come out. I mean, if we're looking back in the schedules, schedule history. I've got last year's up. We started. When obviously lost to the Steelers the first game, but if you go up to the first bye week itself, we then pretty much
Before wins, then we lost to the Titans, didn't we, going in?
Yeah, so we were 3-3 there. So, okay, that was probably not going in my favour with the article there. But 2020, when you look at the first few games up until the Titans game, we went into, a 4-0 start. Then we actually built on that after the back-to-back losses against the Titans and the Chiefs. And 2019, we came out fast again. Let me go back. Where are we? Giants won, Bengals won. Okay, lost to the Patriots, beat the Titans, beat the Dolphins, and lost to the Eagles. So again, we come out fast. We seem to come out fast, and that's what I think with this schedule, and who we've got on there, we need to get out of the gate and actually get, as you say, four or five wins before that. Yeah. I mean, the Rams and the Chiefs are probably going to be your benchmarks.
Yes.
In those first 6 weeks. Yeah. The others, don't get me wrong, they are playoff teams. The Steelers
always play hard. They always play. I mean, I know they're changing quarterbacks. Is Trubisky going to play? They're going to give it to the new guy. But they always play you hard.
Yeah.
Nobody thrashes the Steelers, do they? So.
But that's your mock-up on there. And to be honest, the only, after that, you say, is you're right, you've got a clear sailing. Green Bay will probably be your only, well, clear sailing, hopefully. Green Bay will be your only real hardest one, to be honest. Maybe Vikings a little bit afterwards, but then you've got Jets, Browns, Lions, Patriots, Jets. Five games.
I think Browns could be a mess. They could be all, you know, a real hornet's nest of a team when you play them. Bears, you know, they may well be improving, but the Bills should have enough of them. Bengals could be one for the number one seed. May also not be, maybe a bit of a damp squid. Likewise, Patriots. I tell you though, Vikings, and I'm saying it, 14th of May, trap game. I think I'm going to say now. I think they lose. I just got a feeling they're going to lose to the Vikings.
Yeah,
They're just one of those teams that you could catch them on the wrong day. That could be like a Colts game of the 2020 season. The Vikings could just give them a smack.
Yeah, I think that's where it comes. You've got a couple of teams, and as much as I don't want to do this, I want to put maybe the Dolphins in that last slot, after the bye week as a potential trap game for it, because they've improved. Yes, we know they've got Tyreek Hill, but will Tua be able to build that chemistry and lob those bombs to him?
We've all read the Dolphins fans comparing Josh Allen's 2018 season to his first season and how they threw for the same number of yards and the same number of touchdowns. But guys, come on. Nothing will lie to you like statistics and yards. You just look at Josh Allen and you just look how every obstacle he's had, he's overcome it. And every question mark, he's always answered it. Can he handle the pass rush? Can he win without running? Can he, you know, every question that comes up, can he play in prime time? Can he, you know, can he win on the road? Can he win when there's fans in the stadium after the 2020 season, you know?
Yeah.
Tua's got all of those questions still in front of him and still to answer. And he may well answer them, but I still think he's very much humble.
Yeah. So, I mean, what we'll do, let's mean you, obviously, we'll get Mark's to give his take on the schedule and what his record will be on the, hopefully on the next show. Let's me and you go through this and let's do a very, very early prediction on the schedule, and we might revisit it towards the beginning of the regular season,
depending on how well we do. let's go back and review it or pretend it never happened. Yeah, I like that.
So I've got it written down here, so I'm gonna put both of ours down on there. So let's start opening night. Yep.
Okay.
At the Los Angeles Rams. That's the one.
Do you want me to go first?
Go for it.
I think Bills win. I think all credit to the Rams. They did what they wanted to do. They won the Super Bowl. I think they have a hangover year. I think Bills win.
Okay. I think the same too. I have to agree on that one. I think yes, they've got Aaron Donald.
Yeah.
Yes, they have Cooper Kupp on there, but they've lost Robert Woods, haven't they?
Yes, and
Jay's gone.
Yes.
And they've lost obviously Von Miller. So taking out three potential game changers for that team. Don't think they've had a good decent draft, but we'll
first round pick, do they?
No. Yeah. So I could see them actually going slower on that. And I think we start off upsetting, so to speak. the Super Bowl champions, and State are Power's number one power ranked team.
Yeah, I think Josh in particular, but also the team tends to play pretty well in prime time. It's a lot of teams to expect teams to keep playing at that championship winning level. And I just think the Rams will probably have a middling so-so season. They'll have a victory lap, call it a hangover if you like, call it a victory lap if you like. It's an awful lot to expect teams to keep being championship good. I mean, as much as it kills us both to say it, the fact the Patriots kept going back and kept going back is remarkable, because very, very few teams do it. I mean, you know, think of all the teams that win it once and they just don't. Yeah. The Saints won it once, didn't go back. You know, you think about all those teams. Broncos went, with 50, won it with 50. Seattle went, almost did it for a second time, never went back. You know, I think it's an awful lot to ask, and I think the Bills will want to make a statement.
I think the Rams, since the last thing we'll say on that before we move on to the next one, I think the Rams brought, I'm going to say it, the Rams brought the Super Bowl.
Yes, yeah, they were all in for that.
They're not. They brought it. They're going to be in cap hell for a bit with some of the contracts and all that. So that, I we both agree, we're going to be 1-0 after week one. So week two, home against Titans, Monday Night Football. I've got this down as a win.
Yes, me too.
I think, they've lost AJ Brown. They've signed Treylon Burks on there. They've got Robert Woods, hopefully. I wonder if his injury is going to be, he's going to be fully healed after his major injury. Obviously, the one thing is Derrick Henry. And I think the fact that we've strengthened that interior with Daquan Jones, with Tim Settle, with Jordan Phillips on there, I can't see us really giving up the sort of game we've given up to Derrick Henry the last two times we've actually played him. So I'm going for a W in that one.
Agreed. I think as well, in a funny way, similar to the Rams, I think it's an awful lot to expect Derrick Henry to keep carrying the team as well as he has over the 2 years. I mean, you know, we'd all love to have him on our team, but I think it's an awful lot to expect him to keep pulling out those 100, 200-yard games. I think the Bills have enough fuel and enough motivation. They have been something of a bogey team over the past couple of years. They've kind of had our number. And yeah, it was a lot closer. They absolutely turned us over in the 2020 season. And yes, it was a lot closer, but still, they still ran through us an awful lot in 2021. And I think they will have circled that one as do your job this time.
Yeah.
And don't let Derek. And I think Josh will have enough offensive firepower to win. And I think we'll contain him as much as we can.
Yeah. So do we really need to actually explain if it's going to be a W for the next game?
I guess we have to go through all of the games, don't we? At Miami, Josh will be there. He'll put the whole team over his knee and give him a friendly pat, won't he? I mean, I think he'll be closer. I don't think he's going to be a 35er or a 40er. I think Miami will put on a show. But come on, Josh owns this team, doesn't he? He just absolutely. Do you see the kids with Formula One? They had the Formula One race.
Yeah.
At Miami, they were saying the odor of the Miami Dolphins was in the paddock.
What did you think of that track? Just a quick side saying, what did you think? Did you watch Formula One? I
used to watch it all the time, and then I kind of fell out of it now, because obviously NFL interest has ramped up quite a lot. I'm a lot more casual. I'll sort of follow the results and I'll watch the race kind of thing if it's on, and I'll watch some of the highlights and I'll stay in touch with it. The thing that frustrates me about Formula One is they always say, oh, it's the quality of the driver and that. No, it's not. Because Lewis Hamilton is one of the best players, and he's not got a shot this year. He's not, he's absolutely hopeless. It doesn't matter how good he is. If you don't have a bad car, and you look at Alonso for so many years, never had a good car. Vettel had a good car, wins four in a row, and then doesn't have a good car, and he's middle of the pack again. And you sort of think it's kind of frustrating that it isn't really. They should just put everyone on the same car and let them race it out, because it's kind of, from a commercial point of view, it's kind of great that Ferrari had an era and Red Bull had an era. and McLaren and Mercedes and so on have had eras from a commercial point of view, but from a racist point of view, oh, you've got the best car this year, well, you're going to win then. I find it a bit, it's like if you had a tennis racket that could hit it twice as hard as everyone else could. Yes, you could still lose, but you have such an advantage that it just makes it,
yeah,
dispiriting.
Well, I was going to say, what did you think of the track? I thought it was actually...
Oh, the track, sorry.
Yeah, it was obviously designed around the car, in the car park of the Dolphin Stadium, designed around Dolphin Stadium. I think I actually enjoyed that track quite a bit, but that's just me being a liking Formula One at the moment. But
yeah, I did like the fact that, you know, I recognise I went to the Hard Rock Stadium, isn't it? Yeah, I should have known. Went there with the father-in-law to watch the Bills game, and Bills won. Magnificent stadium, absolutely gorgeous place. So I do recognise some of the landmarks. So yeah, it's good. It's just a bit, yeah. Well,
yeah.
In my earlier comments.
So week four, away at the Ravens. This one for me, I have it close still. I still have us winning this, but I have it a lot closer just for what Baltimore have added on defense.
Yeah.
They've always been that stingy defensive team.
Yeah.
And I think with what they've actually done this year and who they've actually done, and they even brought in Marcel Dareus
for
a tryout to actually try and win a contract. The fact that he's got the assets in that defense and always plays strong defense makes me think it's going to be a close game. But yes, I think we go into the first four games, go into Steeler game week five with a 4-0 record.
I have this as our first loss. I think, like you, I think yes, the Steelers Ravens have improved on defense. I think Lamar's going to be playing for his contract. I don't know how much that really plays into it. He should be playing his heart out anyway. I think Baltimore probably have a bit of unfinished business as well from the 17-3 playoff game as well. I think the Bills will have played very well. I think they're coming in. I think Baltimore will get them at the right time, and I think they'll sneak it 21-17 or 17-14, and I think they might just edge this one. I can't. They're going to have to lose one. I'd love them to go 17-0, but realistically, there's going to be one they're going to lose, and I think that's the one they lose.
So Steelers, they come back home. Steelers week five. With the questions on offense, and I don't think they've done enough defensive wise. Okay, they've still got TJ Watt. They still got a stingy defense that kept him in games last season.
Yeah.
I think there's just too many question marks now on this offense for the Steelers for me seeing them actually getting a win. So I'm going to go for a win for the Bills on this one.
Yeah, me too. I think I'm very big on revenge, and I think they will want to avenge themselves for losing on week one last year. You wonder where the points are going to come from the Steelers, while the defense will always keep them in it and while they will always play you hard. I think the Bills will do enough offensively to win, and they'll shut them down. I think it's a 24-10, that sort of thing. They'll give them one in the fourth quarter, but I think they will manage that one, I think, fairly efficiently.
So week six, another game against the old enemy,
the Gong Bangs,
the Chiefs, before the bye week in Missouri. No, it's not Missouri. No, Kansas City's not in Missouri. Well, I keep thinking.
No, it is in Missouri. No, it's Kansas. It's Kansas City.
Oh, yeah, Kansas. Oh.
It's a funny old thing. Yeah,
it's been a long week. But yeah, no, for me, as much as it pains me, I want to say win. I could see us. Lose this again.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Not because obviously I've got them winning five in a row at the moment.
Yeah.
On there, but all the times that we've played them recently, we've played them at Arrowhead, and we just don't seem to have overcome that big game mentality for the Chiefs game. Yes, in the championship game, we pushed them really close, and obviously 13 seconds and all that. But you can't discount, even without Tyreek Hill and some of the some of the players that the Chiefs have lost.
Honey Badger's gone, hasn't he? Gone
They've restocked with some decent players in that draft.
Yeah.
And they still have Eric Bieniemy, who I still think it's all Andy Reid. Andy Reid makes the calls. Bieniemy's just there as the face on there. They're still going to be dangerous. And I, as much as it pains me, and I want them to actually go through the season unbeaten, as you say, there's got to be a loss or two in there. And for me, that's Chiefs.
Yeah, interesting. I agree with everything you said, but I think the Bills will win. And I think the reason why I think the Bills will win is because the Chiefs have lost three or four very good players. Tyreek Hill could be a big loss. Interesting as well, when Tyreek Hill's at Dolphins, you're going to find out, did Mahomes make him look good? Or is he going to make Tua look good? You know, that's an interesting question of the season. Yes, they've redrafted, but I think they've essentially replaced what they've lost, while I think the Bills have got better. And I think in 2020, the Chiefs were clearly the better team in both games. In 21, the Bills were better in one game, and the Chiefs rebounded, to their credit. And it was a coin flip of a decision, pardon the pun, in the divisional game. I think the Bills have got better in the running game. I think they've got better defensively. I think they will miss Cole Beasley, but I think that they've got a couple more weapons to kind of compensate for the loss of Cole Beasley. So I think the Bills have gone a notch up, and I think the Chiefs will probably stay where they are, and they will be a divisional stroke championship team. So I think the Bills will have the edge over them now.
So going into the bye week, we're actually both exactly the same record with 5-1.
5-1, yeah.
Which is good. So let's go. Let's jump. Sunday night football.
Oh.
Packers home.
Yeah.
What do you say about this one?
Well, old money bags Rogers, coming in with his 50 million. I think he's really shot himself in the foot there, because I think he swallowed up $50 million that could have gone elsewhere to other parts of the team. And he's lost Devontae. I think, I'm going to say it, and let me be hung by it. I think the Packers will be a bit of a paper tiger. I think Rodgers will keep them in games, as he always does. But I think behind that, I'm not seeing a team. They will always pick up 12, 11 or 12, 13 wins. But there's a reason why they get the seed, but then they come unstuck in the playoffs, is because actually when you get a very good team that gets into them, he doesn't have anything else to go to. I think with a roaring late game Bills Mafia going nuts, people do you remember the Kyle Williams game where we beat the Packers at home, and it looked like we were going to get the playoff and Kyle in the locker room? How about then, Bills now? I think the Bills win.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really see anything on offense now. They've got rid of, they've lost Devontae Adams on there. I mean, what was it? They've signed Sammy Watkins, who on his day can be a very good wide receiver.
Yeah.
Randall Cobb still around, and he is okay in the slot and all that. Amari Rodgers, maybe Christian Watson, the rookie. So not really anyone there that really can set a light their offense. Aaron Jones is probably his only biggest weapon on there. And when you look at defense, there's not really I can't really see anyone on that defense other than really the cornerbacks, Stokes and Alexander, that really can cause Josh Allen any problems. On there, I just don't think. I think them just pandering to Rodgers and actually bending over backwards and letting Rodgers spank him with the diamond encrusted spanker.
Yeah,
has actually fucked him over. So
yeah, I really think he has. I think it was a mistake.
We're gonna say double win.
Yeah.
Okay. I think Jets away.
I quite liked the look of the Jets. Actually, we beat them last year, and it was one of the ones we were down at the Fitzrovia. And interestingly, shout out to the Fitzrovia because they've got a good run of 1 p.m., 6 p.m. games coming up as well. So I think there's three in a row, isn't there, coming up? So that will be
Thanksgiving as well. Which
of course, yeah, Thanksgiving as well. That'll be fantastic. Thursday afternoon after work.
Yeah,
one down. So I remember I saw the Jets game in the Fitzrovia, and I was actually quite impressed with Zach Wilson. And I remember thinking at the time, they can get him a couple more weapons. They could have an interesting year. Not necessarily playoffs, although there could be a sneaky sort of team. But I can see the Jets winning 8-9 games easily this season, maybe even 10. If it falls right for them, I haven't checked their schedule, so I don't know. But if they get a good run. And if Zach and obviously everyone stays healthy, I think the Jets could be an interesting team this year. I think the Bills will win, but I think I don't think it'll be a blowout. I don't think it'll be it's not a game they're going to be able to manage. It's a game they're going to have to go out and win.
I think they
will, but I think Zach will have a few plays in him.
No, I think they've had probably one of the best drafts they've had this year, and they've got a competent GM. And head coach similar to the Bills now, so I can see them actually starting to overtake the Patriots at the moment.
It could get really interesting, couldn't it? Because Jets, Patriots, you know, those games could really decide who finishes where. Dolphins always have a good record against the Patriots as well. They always get a few sneaky wins against them as well. And you wonder,
Just look at the Jets opening six fixtures or so.
Yeah, who they got?
Against the Ravens, against the Browns, against the Bengals, against the Steelers, against the Dolphins, against the Packers.
Just playing the AFC North in their first four games then?
Pretty much.
Wow, okay.
Pretty much get that in their first games. And then after that, after the Steelers, Dolphins, Packers, Broncos, Patriots, us, Patriots, Bears, Vikings, us, Lions, Jaguars, Seahawks, and Dolphins. So
you see, they're divisional games. Jets, well, all the other three teams' divisional games, I think, will probably decide who finishes second to us. But yeah, if they get stuck in, there's winnable games on that schedule, and they could be a bit of one of those feel good kind of teams.
Yeah. But for us, it doesn't matter because I think
we are 2 years easily ahead of where they would like to be. They could have a 2019, like a 2019 sort of thing, and be a sneaky wild card kind of team. I think the Jets.
Okay, let's start week 10. Vikings home. This is where you say it's going to be a trap game.
Yeah, I things have been going too swimmingly. And I think the Vikings are that sort of team that they can pull it. I just keep looking at that game and just thinking, where is it? 13th of November. It's going to be cold. It's going to rain. It could be. I really worry that this one's going to be like our Colts. I don't even want to talk about Jags. It could just be one where we just don't bring it, and we come into a Vikings team that are ready for it. And I just have a bad feeling. This is one we lose.
So you're going to put yourself down as an L there.
Yeah. I mean, I guess we have to pick a couple of L's somewhere. it's almost the smack that you might need, because at that point it's like, all right, you got 6, 7, 8 games to go. And then they, you know, hopefully they go on that winning run to close out the season.
I think it's going to be a game that I think we'll win. Again, I say we've only had, you've got two losses now. I've only got one loss still on there, but I think outside of Jefferson and possibly Phelan, they haven't really got maybe Dalvin Cook. It's going to be a good match there for Cook brothers.
Yes.
Each other. But outside that, I don't. see too much of a threat for us on there, but that's why I've gone for a win. And believe it or not, I was actually thinking that the Browns game could be a lost game in week 11. Oh,
interesting. Okay.
Because, okay, we don't know who they're going to have at quarterback.
Yeah.
And we know Watson on his day can be a top five quarterback.
Yeah, pains me to say it, but yeah, he's very good.
They have, their weapons may not be there, but they've got that run game that with Hunt and Chubb. And they've still got a solid front seven.
Yeah.
That can cause pressure on there. So if anything, I could see, I have that, as much as it pains me, and people are probably going to come online and actually say, why the hell have you got us losing to the Browns?
Mm-hmm.
I can see that being a trap game, because the Browns, they're like in the middle of nowhere. They could be a team that could be fighting for a top five pick. They could be a team that actually are fighting for playoff. And with the unknown of what quarterback potentially is going to be there, and if they're licking a wound from previous matches, it could be a dangerous combination. And it's almost like your reasoning with the Vikings loss that I think could happen with the Browns.
Whereas my view of the Browns with their thing, that their whole organization just seems to be, I mean, if you're a Browns fan, you must just be tearing your hair out, because after so many years of Bills like seasons, it looked like they were finally getting everything right. And then they go and, you know, they don't seem to know how to manage Mayfield. They go and swing for Watson after almost saying that Mayfield was the guy for them and they were going to back him. And then the day after that, they don't. It's an organization that I just don't think seems to know what they have.
Yeah.
And they almost seem to win in spite of themselves rather than because of, you know, what the coaching staff and what the front office seem to be doing. So I just think, It could be a bit of a bruising encounter, but I think it's one that the Bills will sort of manage their way through winning.
Okay, so Thanksgiving. We're talking about Thanksgiving itself and the games. Is it another W in what our third in a row that we've played Thanksgiving win?
They love their turkey legs, don't they? They love their Thanksgiving games. Cowboys a couple of years ago, Saints. What was that? Six, 7 months ago. It's hard to see the Bills losing that. I think Detroit will come out and give them a game because they always do. I think it's going to be it could be a 27-17 sort of thing. I think it will be, I think the Bills will do enough to win that. Yeah, you're looking for signs for optimism for Lions fans as well, don't you? You kind of hope that they're finally now getting their house in order, but this will probably come too soon for them. I think the Bills win.
So, a quick question: do you know the last time Buffalo played a Thanksgiving game in Detroit?
Oh, I think it's been a long time, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I think it's about 70s, isn't it?
No, 1994.
Oh, sooner than I thought then. So,
Jordan, and they lost 35-21.
Oh, well, that's interesting.
So let's hope Lightning doesn't strike twice.
Yeah.
So, right, next up.
Yes.
Is it going to be another perfect game on a Thursday night football against the Patriots? Or
the Thursday night game. What kind of Patriots are we going to be running into? Are we going to be running into a playoff chasing Patriots
available next year
past their best, a downhill Patriots, you know, clinging to old glories, you know, posting memes about Super Bowl losses and that kind of thing, because that's all they can hang on to, because they're a beaten team.
I've got a win. I've got a hands down win on that one.
Yeah, I think you take out that, you know, the game with the run all night game. Patriots haven't really come near to us, and I haven't seen anything that looks like they've got better, and the Bills have got better. Yeah. They should win this game fairly comfortably.
Jets at home. What do you think?
I think it's a possible trap game. I think it's a possible one where they could, again, it's December, it's cold, it could be a horrible, it could be a possible Jags game, and I don't want to lose, because they're playing the Vikings at home as well, so I don't want to think that they're going to lose too many at home, because McDermott's all about defending your dirt. But yeah. I think they possibly lose either this one. If I'm going to say this or the Dolphins, just because of Josh's record against the Dolphins, I think he goes. I think he wins that. I just have a funny. I'm gonna say they lose. I'm gonna say they lose to the Jets.
Okay, I've got win down on that. I think Jets. They will be still be fighting, as we said in the previous one. I can't see the Bills really turning up and actually losing against a team that they've owned for the last good few years now. And yeah. Don't get me wrong, Jets, and I will say this, the Jets are probably going to be the most improved team in the this season. If Robert Saleh doesn't get a nomination for Coach of the Year and gets an award, if he turns it around, then there is something seriously wrong with the voting in the NFL.
Well, it's a beauty contest, isn't it? All the voting. Josh Allen's now the number one quarterback, not actually because of anything he's done, but because people like him now.
Yeah. I can see them actually going out and beating the Jets, doing the sweep over the Jets and making our conference record at the time 4-0, and which will pretty much seal any sort of tiebreaker probably of the in that division. And then we go the following week, we stay at home with Dolphins. And again, for me, that's a 5-0 in the AFC East on there.
Yeah. I mean I think they win that one at home for sure. And you can certainly make the argument the Bills go 6-0 in the division. I just think maybe there's one in there. I think they focus too much on the Patriots. By which I mean, they know that they have to beat the Patriots and prepare well. They know they can beat the Dolphins, and maybe this is one of them. They slip up.
Yeah. So then you've got Bears on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And for me, that's a win.
Yeah.
I can't see anything other than that. Yeah. Bengals away Monday night.
Yeah.
That one for me depends on where the Bengals are,
yes,
and how they've done that season. I could see us actually losing that one.
Yeah,
I could see that being our loss in that last run, because let's say you don't rule out any team that has Jamar Chase, that has T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, Joe Mixon, Joe Burrow. You've got a defense that was stingy last year, and you saw what they did to the Chiefs.
Yeah, very good coverage, aren't they?
Saw what they did to the how they actually smothered other teams, including the Rams and that offense in the Super Bowl. Okay, they lost it. I think at this point, if the fight
they were one flag away from keeping that drive going, weren't they? Exactly. At the end, I mean, it went to the last minute, didn't it? They were in that game right to the end.
And I think if the number one seed is on the line, and so one of between both of them for it. Yeah. I see the Bengals actually turning up and turning us over. So I'm putting that one down as a loss on that.
Yeah, I think if it's a battle for the number one seed, I think there's a chance the Bengals edge it. I can't undo what I said earlier, which is I think the Bengals will have a realignment type season where they maybe overachieved last season and they maybe go a bit under. So by the time this game goes along, they're maybe only got 9 wins or 10 wins, something like that, and they're in for a wild card. And I think if the Bengals turn out how I just predicted they will, then I think the Bills win. But if it's one for the number one seed, it could get very tasty.
So you go
I'm going to go Bills win by virtue of the fact that I think the Bengals will not have a down year, but have a less successful year than the one we've just had.
So, Patriots home.
Yes.
Win, loss?
Oh, they're one going to go out. I mean, at this point, me picking a win puts the Bills on 14-3, which is going to mean the number one seed is in play. And I think the Bills will be going for the number one seed. They're not going to be wanting to faff about having to scrape together wins in the last 3 or 4 weeks, because it almost got very embarrassing at the point. And I think McDermott will have that you win the games you need to type thing. He's not going to want to see a Jags game or a Colts game. But that, you know, that could happen anyway. So I think they win that to go into the playoffs as the number one seed.
So me and you finish on the same record then, 14-3.
We both wanted to be 17-0, but come on, there's got to be a couple of defeats and one more. You always get a random game where it just nothing goes your way. So
yeah, I think for me, if there was an extra loss in there, I would say it probably potentially be the Ravens thing. So I'm anything from 13-4 to 14-3, but
yeah.
I think if there's one other game from my prediction, I think could go either way, it's that Ravens game. But then again, you could say that for the Chiefs. That could go either way. So I could say we lose to Ravens, but we could beat the Chiefs. So either way, we've got these games now where we've actually got chance to actually flip either war. And what we like to do is next show when Mark's on. Yeah. We'll get him to do his prediction. We'll link up with Charlie and Tim at the Bills from Afar, get their prediction, stick that out and see which one gets the closest. And
yeah, absolutely.
Want to hear your guys out there listening. Want to hear what you think the wins and loss records for the Bills is going to be. And I think if you've got anything else to add before we sign off. Anything to add?
Oh, sorry, you're asking me? I thought you were asking the audience. No, I tell you, I can't wait for September the 8th now. It's finally, you've got that final focus. The draft is behind us. We've got the guys. We've done the work. Now it's all about workouts. It's OTAs. It's training camps. It's looking forward to preseason. It's funny because we almost always play the Bears and the Lions, don't we? Actually, we play them for reals this time. Yeah. Not a friendly. I can't wait for the season to be here now. I think every day, I don't know what sign McDermott's going to put up, championship worthy, Super Bowl caliber, whatever thing he's going to be put up. But I just think they're going to be looking at every game going, you can win every single one of these games. Yeah, and I just think the 17 teams we play are going to be getting stomach aches knowing they're playing us. Yeah. And that's almost what we have to think. It's not, oh no, it's the Packers. Oh no, it's the Rail. Oh no, we play. It's these teams should be looking at us, saying, oh no, we are playing the Bills.
Yeah. And the last thing I'm going to add is that obviously we're going back to the Fitzrover, and obviously the Moortown for bigger meetups.
Yeah.
Put in your diary, week 3. 25th of September against the Dolphins. That's where we're going to have our first big meet up on there. And I will put out there to generate interest. Some of the guys on the podcast know this. We're not going to tell you. Fingers crossed it all works out, but we'll hopefully have a very special guest joining us at the pub for that meet up on the 25th of September. So keep an eye out at Twitter, on Keep Listening to the Podcast, Instagram, all the socials to SEM for more information on it. We'll get it out as soon as it all gets confirmed. I'm working on getting a couple more locations across the country for fans can't always get down to London to actually watch it other places. So again, keep an eye. And all I can say is from Robin, it's Matt saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Thank you for following, listening, keep subscribing, and let's go Buffalo Bills.
Go Bills.
Yeah, no, no. You don't know anything about heart. You don't know anything about work.
No.
Huh?
That's who we are.
Bills on three. One, two, three.